USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is currently on a Middle East visit, aligning with U.S. efforts to halt Israel's intense military operations in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed openness to further negotiations with Hamas. Austin's itinerary includes stops in Tel Aviv, Qatar, and Bahrain amidst the ongoing 72-day conflict between Israel and Hamas. In an incident overnight in Austin's entertainment district, Texas police report that one person was fatally shot and three others were injured in an officer-involved shooting at a bar. The situation unfolded when a man attempted to enter the bar with a gun, threatening both officers and bystanders. Three officers discharged their weapons, resulting in the man's death at the scene, while three bystanders sustained injuries. Fortunately, none of the officers were harmed in the incident. The White House thinks that House Republicans are wasting their time with an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
There is no evidence that the president has done wrongdoing. There's none. Absolutely none. None. And that is just a fact. You've heard it from Republicans themselves. So they're wasting their time.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre went on to say that they should focus on doing work on behalf of the American people and not go after the president's family. Western intelligence agencies are now reportedly running the numbers on how long Ukraine might hold out against Russia if foreign aid and weapons shipments from the West come to an end. At the same time, in the U.S., lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
GOP lawmakers criticize Democrats for not handling border issues sooner. Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid for Ukraine and Israel.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has issued a travel advisory as a major storm impacts the region. Forecasters say strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding are likely from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Adams is urging people to stay home tonight with hazardous conditions expected to affect travel through Monday. Speaking of travel, you can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed this entire holiday season. AAA's annual end-of-year forecast projects that a lot of Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more over the 10-day year-end holiday travel period from Saturday, December 23rd to Monday, January 1st, 2024. AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA's projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes, bus, train, and cruise.
So to avoid the crowds, when is the best time for a road trip?
If you're trying to leave for a trip and you're leaving at noon, chances are you're going to encounter some bad traffic. So we always say leave early or leave late. Also, if you travel on the holiday itself, usually there's less traffic.
The musical Wonka appears to hold the golden ticket at the weekend box office, bringing in over $14 million on its opening day and projected to exceed $35 million in domestic box office earnings by the end of the weekend. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and the Japanese films The Boy and the Heron and Godzilla Minus One complete the top four in overall ticket sales this weekend. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.